This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Even though it's illegal, many companies ask or strongly encourage employees not to talk about what they make. According to one study, about 51% of women surveyed and 47% of men say conversations about pay are discouraged or prohibited where they work. Nancy Kane of the Harvard Business School is here to talk about these workplace gag rules. Hi, Nancy.
Hey there, David.
Give me an idea of how widespread this is. How common are gag rules, companies telling employees not to talk about what they're making?
So the evidence on gag rules is anecdotal rather than, exhaustively quantitative. But from anecdotal evidence, they look relatively widespread. Don't talk about what you make. Don't talk to your coworkers about money. Don't talk about what the boss makes. Seal up those lips. Or the stringent kind of sticks here are a big deal, or we'll fire you, or you'll be demoted, or we'll dock your pay. So, gag rules are illegal, right? They were made illegal in the National Labor Relations Act of 1935, but there's no question that they are alive and well in America.
Should we be talking about this more? I just think of this as an issue of propriety, that I'm not somebody who goes around talking about how much I make. And here at my company, I don't have a lot of people asking me how much I make. It seems like it's something that we haven't talked about. We've been encouraged not to talk about just as a matter of culture for a very long time.
That's true. I think there are companies that flout that social norm, if you will. So if you take a company like Whole Foods, right, Whole Foods Market, they publish actually store by store. If you're an employee, you can find out what top management makes. It goes under the file folder label open book management. And interestingly enough, right, as much as that flouts social convention, the evidence on how those companies perform in terms of worker engagement, in terms of productivity, in terms of long-term profitability is unambiguous. Those companies do well and better by some measure than average. So are those social norms serving everybody, including shareholders in public companies? Well, I think that's a much more open question.
Seems to me there'd be a lot of downsides to this, not the least of which is that you could be lowballed pretty severely when you're applying for a job, when you're being interviewed for a job.
Absolutely. I mean, there are downsides on the worker side, right, on the supply of labor side, big time, right? So if you have no sense of what your pay is on some kind of ladder, right, of compensation across the organization, you have no sense of, what kind of organization this is in terms of how they reward people for a job well done. So I think, there are many disadvantages for workers. Not only, am I being paid fairly, but what am I doing here if I'm not being paid fairly? So there's this little kind of conversation a worker, all of us have every single day when we show up to our work, to be engaged, to not be engaged, to be cheerful, to be productive. That calculator is incredibly important, not only to how well the company functions, transaction by transaction, creation by creation, but also to how our workforce in general functions, and P.S. to how well each of us feels about our day's work and how satisfied we feel. And if gag rules undermine that kind of calculation, make it darker, make it, less trustworthy, make people more willing in some sense to say, well, I don't know and I'm not allowed to talk about it. So if I find out that someone makes more, I'm going to do less. I'm going to be less productive. That's bad for the individual and it's bad for the economy and it's bad for our society.
Nancy Kane is an historian at Harvard Business School. Nancy, thanks as always.
Always a pleasure, David.
And my colleague David Brancaccio, the host of the Marketplace Morning Report, did a series on workplace pay about a year ago. He looked at this very issue, whether you should tell people how much money you make, and he also looked at why you get paid what you get paid. All that's worth listening to. You can find the series at marketplace.org.